Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So this is the time of the year we all talk about New Year's resolutions, especially the one about eating better and losing weight. I couldn't think of a better guest to chat about healthy ways to make it happen. Dr. Ian Smith is a best-selling author, including his most recent book, Blast the Sugar Out, Low Blood Sugar, Lose Weight, Live Better. Dr. Ian has been on the President's Council of Fitness and Sports and Nutrition. He's currently the medical contributor on The Rachel Ray Show and host of the nationally syndicated radio program Health Watch. And Dr. Ian joins us this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, man. My first call of the New Year, always.
Awesome. I love it. I was going to say, 6 years ago on New Year's Day, and I'll never forget, it was one of my very first shows, and you came down at 1 a.m, right after midnight. I mean, you talk about right after the New Year, and you hung out with me on the air, I think it was like an hour and a half, answering listeners' questions.
Yeah, it's great, man. I love this time of the year. Always love a new year. I'm an optimistic person naturally, so I always feel like a new year means a clean slate, you know, things that you can do. I get very busy and excited, so you know, this is great. And also for what I do, which is help people lose weight and get healthier, this is obviously a perfect time to tap into people who have that adrenaline rush to do something new in the new year.
Now, a few years back, I did the original shred diet, and I do it now and then. I lost about 25 pounds, but you really have to follow the philosophy of the diet every day to make it work and to stick to it. I mean, you really have to dive in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any program that is going to give you long-term success, first thing, you have to believe in the program. I mean, if you don't truly believe that it's going to work or that it's the right program, it's not going to work. But secondly, you know, I always say to people, you have to choose a program that is going to challenge you, yet it is still doable. Too often people take on programs that, because they read in a magazine or see on TV, a program that promises really fast, great results, but the program is not sustainable. You can do it for a week, 2 weeks, but you can't do it for the long term. In my programs, I'm trying to get people to make lifestyle changes so that they're not really specifically following a plan, though they start off following a plan, but I then want them to take the structure of what I've given them and mold it to something that they can do for the long term rather than the short term.
Exactly. It's a complete lifestyle change. And the most recent book, and we'll talk about the new one coming out this April, but the most recent book that came out about a year ago was all about blasting the sugar out. And, you know, sugar's kind of a common enemy in just about every food group.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And it's really unfortunate that it's so... it's made so widely available. It's everywhere. Manufacturers put it everywhere. And the reason why they do it, two major reasons. One, sugar is addictive. When you eat sugar, foods that have high sugar content, it releases dopamine in the brain. And dopamine is the neurotransmitter that really causes the cascade in your brain of pleasure and reward. So it goes into a cycle of the more you have it, the better you feel, the more you want. And you keep increasing your desire and need for it. The second reason why manufacturers do it is because it's cheap. So, you know, yeah, sugar is pretty cheap as an ingredient. So you can satisfy people on cheap ingredients. And so this year, I decided last year that I was going to do a 3-year trifecta of attacking different components of our nutrition and lifestyle to make us better. So this year, last year was blasting out the sugar, where people can lower their blood sugars, they can lose weight. And people, by the way, lost up to 20 pounds. And just 5 weeks on Blast the Sugar Out, but also to get people to feel better. So that was 2017. 2018, I'm going to attack clean eating, processed foods. So I'm going to try to help people reduce their reliance on foods that are processed, which is almost everything that we eat, unfortunately, is processed. Unless, I shouldn't say everything, but you can find clean foods. You just have to make a little bit of an effort to eat these clean foods. So my idea is 3 years of attacking a different part of our nutritional program and help people out.
If you got a question for Dr. Ian, give us a call or text, 312-981-7200. Here's some cold facts. Over 67 million American adults have high blood pressure. That's one in every three adults. About one in every three adult American adults has pre-hypertension, blood pressure issues. Only half of those with blood pressure issues actually have it under control. People with high cholesterol have about twice the risk of heart disease. As a physician, what do you see as the primary cause for America's obesity epidemic, and how did we get here, and how do we get back to being a fairly healthy society?
Well, first of all, you just named my third insulation of my trifecta, which is high blood pressure.
Yeah, there you go.
So you just named it. I think that it's a combinatorial issue. It's a combination of things. It's not just one thing. People just want to, vilify one thing. No, it's the combination of us eating larger portions, and I really mean that portion size in this country have almost gone up by 70 to 75% over the last 10 to 15 years. So our portion sizes are simply out of control, number one. Number two, we are eating foods that are so processed with so many chemicals, things that are not natural, that they are doing a lot of things to our hormonal environment inside of our bodies. And the way we disrupt our hormones has a direct impact on our health. Third is our physical activity. Studies have consistently shown that even despite all these trends you see on TV and all these videos of working out, despite all the hype about working out, that really the vast majority of our population is largely inactive. Everything is convenient now. You can order things in.
Right.
You can order in your groceries, right? So taking all those things together really creates a crisis, a kind of a vortex of people being sedentary and gaining weight. And by the way, the older we get, the harder it is to lose weight, because we also have something genetically going against us, which is no matter who we are, our metabolism slows as we age.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a couple texts coming in, and when we get back, we'll address those. And we're going to talk about your total transformation challenge for 2018. And again, if you have a question for Dr. Ian Smith, we'll take your calls or text 312-981-7200 right after this on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Happy New Year to you. We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith about goals for 2018. I've got a couple texts that came in I'd love to chat with you about. 847 asks, like no other, I'm a busy mom and I barely have time for myself. What's a good strategy to make sure I stick to a diet?
What a great question. And it kind of segues very nicely into why I started the 2018 Total Transformation Challenge. I think that people try to do too much too fast. Which is why a lot of people fail programs. They overload themselves. Everyone's all hyped up with the new year. There's a great adrenaline rush. And you can use it in a positive way, but unfortunately people use it the wrong way and they try to bite off more than they can chew, literally. What I try to tell people is figure out a very basic plan that allows you to make small changes in an incremental fashion over the course of 7 or 10 days. So in my program, we're not going to change everything at once. We're going to change this week. Next week, we're going to add another change. We're going to create another habit the third week. So by the time you're 4 or 5 weeks into it, you now have actually amassed a great amount of change, but you never really felt the impact of the change because you did it in a gradual manner. You see the results, but you don't feel the change as being disruptive to your life. And so I would say someone who's really busy, you really have to be able to say, I'm going to work on one thing. I'm going to not eat as much fried food this week, or I'm going to eat more fruits and vegetables this week. I'm going to work out 3 times this week. When you make those kind of incremental specific changes and you add them up, that's how you win. And our transformation challenge, which we started a little earlier, by the way, I always believe in starting before the new year, but people are going to join us today and tomorrow. And the 2018 transformation challenge, I post in our group, for example, meal plans. I'm going to post some today. I post meal plans for the week. I post your exercise requirements for the week. I do Facebook live sessions, so I answer questions directly. But this group is 1,000 people across the country. Some of them have lost 12 pounds already in 3 weeks. And it's not about doing extreme dieting, by the way. People don't go hungry. It's regular food. But it's about making these small changes. And people look at the plan and say, I can do this.
this is sensible. It's not eating like I was eating before, but it's not so drastically different that I can't eat it. So I want to encourage you, if you want to join our group, the Transformation Challenge is based on my new book coming out in April, which is called The Clean 20. Email me. My email is theclean20@gmail.com. And on Instagram, you can follow me at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I like that you do these groups and you've been doing those for years. So really, I mean, you're not doing it alone, which is a good thing.
You get tons of support. I mean, by the way, every minute of the day, whether it's 3 a.m, 5 a.m, 10 p.m, someone is in the group. And if you post a question and say, I'm having a bad day, or I don't know what to do for tomorrow, or can I eat this? You will get an answer within 10 or 15 minutes. And that's why having a supportive community is so advantageous to weight loss.
I got a few texts coming in here. 708, which is worse, carbs or sugar? Not sure I can live without both, Jennifer.
Well, you know, sugar is a carb, actually. So it's hard to differentiate the two, but there are other carbs. For example, fiber is a carbohydrate. So, you know, carbs are important, and I'm writing a book about how we need carbs and how carbs are good for you. Glucose, which is sugar, which is a carb, is the number one fuel source for our brain, actually. So people who vilify carbs and say carbs are bad for you, or I'm going on a no-carb diet, that's actually very counter to what nutritional advice is. You need carbohydrates in the right quantity, the right type. So we try to get people to eat the right carbs, not wasted carbs and danishes and pastries and breads. But we try to get people to get more whole grains, carbs that have more whole grains in them. So I would say to people, you know, my new book, as you mentioned, that just came out and now in paperback, Blast the Sugar Out, it tells you that the average person should not consume, man, more than 9 teaspoons of added sugars a day, and a woman should not consume more than 6 teaspoons of added sugars, not natural sugars, mm-hmm. but added sugars. How do you tell that? Go to the back of the label. One teaspoon of sugar, by the way, is equal to 4 grams. So when you look at the back of the label and it says 28 grams of sugar in those Pop-Tarts, divide that 28 by 4, that means you're eating 7 teaspoons of sugar in that one serving. So those are the kind of numbers that people need to pay attention to. And if you just do that alone, just do that kind of math before you buy something, you look at yogurt, it says, you know, some yogurts have, you know, 35 grams of sugar in one serving. You look at that, divide that by 4, you're talking 8 teaspoons of sugar in that one yogurt. So do that math, and that'll help you keep things in check.
I say, some of this is simply breaking habits when you're shopping or going out and getting something to eat. If you can't bring something to work or you can't get do something during the day, you just got to break some of those habits that you're used to doing, eating on the run or just throwing something in a cart because you like it. I mean, this requires some thinking up front before you do anything.
Yeah, but when you think about it, it's not hard thinking. It's more about willpower and preparation. I mean, you know, the vending machines are the scourge of the workplace. Yeah. I mean, there's so many bad things in vending machines, and I don't know why companies can have healthier vending machines that offer people fruit or dip or hummus, carrots, things like that. Okay, am I asking you to eat perfectly? You know that. I never ask people to eat perfectly. All my programs, I always start them off saying, this is not a program about perfection. I am not perfect. Dr. Ian's not perfect. I don't expect you to be perfect. But I'm trying to get you to do better on balance, which means if 70% of the time you're making a better decision, you are going to win.
I've got some other random questions. 331 asks, everybody says a diet soda is bad for you, and the same for regular sweet soda as well. If you had to choose between the two, which one would you recommend to consume? I can't imagine my life without pop. See, people aren't giving up anything here. People don't want to shift. But what's your answer on that?
No, people don't want to shift, but if I had to make an answer, I would choose the diet soda. But what I would caution you is, there's no doubt I'd choose the diet soda, but what I would caution you is this, that you have to be careful consuming too much diet soda. If you consume large amounts of diet soda, which people do because they say, well, it's no calories, so I can drink as much as I want. Well, that is true, there are no calories, but two things happen. One, consuming large amounts of diet soda increase your chance of having something called the metabolic syndrome. So I'm not going to get into it now, but Google metabolic syndrome and diet soda. That's number one. Number two, diet sodas are made from artificial sweeteners. These artificial sweeteners, and this I mentioned this in the book, these artificial sweeteners are sometimes 100 times sweeter than sugar. 100 times sweeter.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you're consuming this very, very sweet artificial sweetener. That is, of course, triggering more dopamine release I talked about earlier in your brain, which makes you more addictive to wanting sweeter stuff. So you may end up drinking diet soda, but then you have a sugar craving and eat cookies and creams and pies and other things to answer that need. So if you're going to have a can of diet soda a day, which, by the way, you're allowed to have on my programs, though I don't like diet soda, but you're allowed to have it because I'm being realistic, it's going to be fine. But it's much better than having regular soda, which has no calories, which has a lot of calories and absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever.
847 asks, how does Dr. Ian feel about juicing?
I love juicing. I am a juiceaholic. I've been that way since college, believe it or not. I do think that you have to realize that fruits do contain natural sugars. So fruits are high in sugar content. So when you're drinking 8 ounces of fresh juice, you are getting a lot of sugar. But I tell people this. When you look at fresh juice and natural sugars, just don't look at the amount of sugars. Look at what I call the sugar package. That is, what else comes with the sugar? You get vitamins and minerals that come with, and fiber that comes with the juice of fresh fruit, right? But if you look at the sugar package, for example, soda, it has no package. It's just all sugar. There are no vitamins and minerals and other nutrients, phytonutrients in soda. So people say, but yeah, if you get 30 grams of sugar in fruit juice, fresh fruit juice, and 30 grams of in soda, what's the difference? The difference is that the fruit juice sugar comes with other phyto or plant nutrients.
Interesting. Very cool. And here's one more, 708. Ask the doctor, what's a good diet? And I'm sure this is an issue for many. I have a 95-year-old woman that I take care of with Alzheimer's. Half the time she takes 3 bites of food and quits. How do I get her to eat?
Yeah, well, someone like that who, has Alzheimer's and kind of comes in and out, one of the things you can do is try to find, you got to be a little detective. You got to find the thing that they really like, the taste that is really attracted to them. And sometimes it's the chewing process they don't like. So sometimes you can give them shakes and smoothies. You can give them a lot of calories and a lot of nutrients in shakes and smoothies, some protein in shakes and smoothies. I would say try the smoothie route. Or soups. People who are older tend to want to swallow things that are more liquid than chewing. And so try that route, and you can get tons of calories and those nutrients in that manner.
I like this one too. 815 is, my key is meal prep. I spend Sundays prepping meals for the week for my daughter. She's on a ketogenic diet for epilepsy. It helps me eat better as I'm making everything for the week. And for me, it's all about planning.
I got to tell you something. If you look at my group, and once again, the group is part of my 2018 transformation challenge, total transformation challenge. You can join us. Email me at theclean20@gmail.com. Our group is called The Clean 20. You see the meal prep these guys do, and it's so encouraging because we have a guy, Kevin Snyder from Indiana, for example, a truck driver actually, who's lost almost 80 pounds wow, since he started our programs. But he puts on there ways that people can meal plan. He shows people, and this is what I mean by the success that you get from having a supportive community. And it's helped everyone because he'll show you how to meal prep for the day. He's a truck driver, so no one needs more meal prep than a truck driver, right, on the road. And he does it very successfully. So a meal planning and preparation is so key to success, no matter what plan you're on.
Well, again, Dr. Ian's new book coming out in April is The Clean 20, and all of Dr. Ian's books are available at Amazon.com. And for more on Dr. Ian and this total transformation challenge, you can check things out at DrIanSmith.com. Always a pleasure having you on, Dr. Ian, and Happy New Year to your pal.
Happy New Year, and I wish you the best in 2018, and all your listeners, feel positive and go get it this year. You can do it.
Thanks, Dr. Ian. Have a great one.
All right. Take care.